With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House supports the Justice Department's criminal probe of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the White House is leaving the investigation of the Fed chair up to the Justice Department.
One thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job. As for whether or not Jerome Powell is a criminal, that's an answer the Department of Justice is going to have to find out.
She insisted that the president believes in the independence of the central bank, despite his sharp criticism of Powell. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The state of Minnesota and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have filed a joint lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security to end what it calls the unprecedented surge of federal law enforcement agents in the state. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Rye.
What we are seeing right now is not normal immigration enforcement. We are not asking ICE not to do ICE things. We are asking this federal government to stop the unconstitutional conduct that is invading our streets each and every day.
And the government says ICE agents are in Minneapolis conducting legal enforcement actions to deport illegal immigrants. A Chicago doctor accused of killing his ex-wife and her remarried husband.
Michael David McKee has been charged with premeditated aggravated murder in the shooting deaths of 39-year-old Monique Tepe, whom he divorced in 2017, and 37-year-old Dr. Spencer Tepe. They were found dead in their Columbus home on December 30th. The arrest ends nearly 2 weeks of speculation about the killings. Police found no signs of forced entry, nothing was stolen, and no weapon was found. The couple's two young children and their dog were left unharmed in the home. The family says in a statement that it trusts the justice system to hold McKee accountable. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
A federal judge has ordered the Lexington Public School District and Joseph Estabrook Elementary to stop pushing gay storybooks on Christian kids. A father is suing to keep his 5-year-old from being exposed to LGBT books and lessons, and the judge has granted a preliminary injunction. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parents in Maryland have the right to opt their children out of homosexual books and lessons in public schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to Voice of the Martyrs, the persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk regions of the world. VOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and parts of Mexico are also included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton said Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution by corrupt governments and Marxist guerrilla groups. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Consumer prices rose just 0.3% in December from the prior month, the same increase we saw in November.
Economists were expecting consumer prices to rise 2.6% in December compared with a year earlier. That figure based on estimates compiled by data provider FactSet. The yearly rate in November was 2.7%. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy categories, were expected to rise 0.3% in December from the previous month.
Correspondent George Williams. J.P. Morgan Chase reports a 9% rise in adjusted profits for the fourth quarter, benefiting from a strong economy in both consumer and investment banking. President Trump is traveling to Michigan today. He's promoting his efforts to boost U.S. manufacturing. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.